Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump decides on the Iranian nuclear deal. Well, President Trump said yesterday he has made a decision on the international Iranian nuclear agreement, but declined to tell reporters what it was. Mr. Trump has been highly critical of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action since it was signed by the previous Obama administration, Iran, and five other countries in 2015. Late Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met in New York with the other signatories to the agreement.
We clearly have significant issues with the agreement. The president's been quite clear and articulate as to his concerns about the agreement itself.
Speaking Wednesday to the UN General Assembly, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said his country would not be the first to violate the deal, but would respond decisively and resolutely to its violation by any party. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced Thursday his forces have begun an offensive to retake control of the town of Hawija, one of the last areas in Iraq held by Islamic State militants. Hawija is north of the Iraqi capital of Baghdad. Islamic State militants have been in control since 2014. U.S.-backed Syrian rebels on Wednesday said the campaign to liberate the northern city of Raqqa from Islamic State is in its final stages. The Syrian Democratic Forces said they've taken back 80% of the city, which has been under attack since June. In the meantime, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said IS militant resistance has collapsed, along with the west bank of the Euphrates River downstream from Raqqa. This is VOA News.